I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We don't usually return for breaks from this, with this.
No, listen.
What do you got for us, Hugh?
Shout out to Elliot Shore Parks, man. Elliot does a great job of posting content, covering the Eagles and all this other stuff that he does for us. But yesterday, you know, as I'm scrolling through my algorithm in my timeline, one of his Instagram.
It was everywhere. Yeah.
It was Instagram.
How do you not know what a tweet is called?
It's a tweet, ain't it? It's called a tweet.
That's a tweet.
Oh, okay.
You're a tweet.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm a tweet. That's a tweet. But he posted a picture, a video, I should say, of Coach Sirianni, and many men was playing in the background. And you have to see it. You have to go to Elliot Shore Parks. You have to go to his Instagram, his Twitter, or whatever it is to see this, because when I saw it, it spoke volumes to me. Because when you're going through certain things in your life, because I've done this, and I'm pretty sure we all have, you listen to music differently. And most of the times, you know, when you listen to music, say now if everything's going well, you listen to it because it sounds good. You like the beat, you like the chorus or whatever. When you're going through something personally, you listen to the words. The words speak to you. And that's what I saw with Coach Sirianni yesterday. He stood there because those words were profound to him, and that's how he felt. One of my favorite songs, man, because at the time when I heard it, I was going through something, is I'm on My Own Planet from Royce da 5'9". And when you hear it, like, you, Kyle can't play the words because they're very, very, you know, it's wild. But Kyle, you heard the song, and you understand kind of where I'm going with this. Coach Sirianni sat there yesterday, and he had his arms folded, hair shaved, and he had on his sunglasses. And he was looking off. You couldn't see his eyes, because I think that was done on purpose. And I think it was also done on purpose because it was at a time where the media gets a chance to film the practice. And 50 Cent's song is playing in the background. And I was like, wow, that's profound right there. That's why I believe, and these are the little things, people, just to give you an insight of how I think, these are the little things that happen that make me feel like this team might rally around their coach. Like, I don't know, because I'm not there. I'm not there every day. But when I saw that, I understood exactly what Coach Sirianni was doing. He was sending a message, because everybody wants to come after him, and they wish that he's fired, and they're looking at him like, you know, he's losing it or whatever. And he stood there in that moment, and I guarantee you, he heard every word, and every word in that 50 Cent song spoke to him. I ain't lying, Kyle. I'm telling you.
No, I'm just laughing, because when I saw the video, I was cracking up.
There's something about the way he's standing and kind of nodding. Think about hands behind his back. Like, that's right.
Yes.
There's nothing funny about, like, a dorky white guy standing there, like, popping to 50 Cent.
The song spoke to him. 50 Cent in that moment was preaching to Nick Sirianni. And he was soaking up every word. That's what happened. That's what I saw.
Did he have sunglasses on because he had blood in his eyes?
I guess he did. But I'm telling you, he probably had that song on repeat on his way home.
There's something. It's half dorky, half badass. The more I watch the video,
think about it. Look at it. Like, people, do me a favor. Go to ESP's page and look at it. I'm telling you, this weekend is going to be either the turning point. Well, it's going to be a turning point regardless. But I feel it's going to be in a positive way. I feel it's going to be a positive turn.
I also will say, great job. Elliot is there all the time, right?
And
they play music all the time. he Elliot has a very discerning eye on for stuff to post. Discerning eye. Ever since I've known him. He knew. He heard that. He saw Sirianni said,
that's going to pop. Picked up on that. And when I saw it, I was like, yeah, Nick Sirianni sending a message.
I don't want to rain on your parade. There is another theory of why he was playing that.
Oh,
why is that?
So when Saquon became an Eagle, I think he posted on his Instagram page It was like a video of him standing there in a Giants uniform.
Was that the song?
Switching to the Eagles uniform with this going.
Same thing, but that's the point. The song, it speaks like
for the two of them. They're riding up to New York.
That's what I'm saying.
For their revenge.
They're both of them. For Saquon Barkley right now, he's trying to keep his emotions in check.
Can the head coach do the same?
No.
Nah.
Sirianni's going to bring those out of him.
Saquon Barkley is probably in a little bit better situation as far as keeping his emotions in check.
It's my
Sirianni.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure it wasn't me, because normally that...
No,
that
it always is you.
It really is a problem.
You can't escape the Sirianni Apple thing.
I know. Maybe we call him Brittany. Will that get the Siri not to go off on our phones?
And you know what's funny? To your point, Kyle, it might have been for Saquon...
But Nick lived it.
Nick, that song spoke to him in that moment. Somebody in the car right now listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's there's breakup songs that people listen to that get them going. Like, what was that, Shake 'Em Off? Payday, Payday's gonna hate.
Oh, yeah.
You know that is.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
That's early Taylor.
I wanted to make you say it first, just in case.
No, it was Taylor Swift. Come on. That's early days.
But yeah, there's... Songs are played during times in our lives that are significant to us that we remember because of the moment that we were in when it happened. And for Nick, that was that moment.
What if Nick rolls out this one at practice today?
No, he rolled that one out. That does not fit.
Take
the
it
theme.
Off. Let the haters hate you.
Yeah, that's...
haters like you.
That would be a good one.
I mean, it works.
This goes out to Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, hey, because he's a hater.
Yeah. All right,
this is your song. Yeah.
let's go to the phones here. M in Virginia. What's up, M?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Well,
what's
we're
up,
just
man?
Playing a little, Taylor Swift, 50 Cent, just doing what we do.
Yeah, Many Men. He looked like a villain out of Batman, but that's what he looked like.
He did.
He was channeling his inner bad guy.
Yeah. And I like it. I don't know. Y'all been giving him a hard time all week, but I like it.
So you're good with Sirianni?
He's from Philadelphia. Be a Philadelphia.
Yeah, but he's a head coach, man. He's the head coach of a pro team.
I listen to y'all all day, but I also see the news in Philadelphia, even though I live in Virginia. What he's acting like is look Philadelphia. So, but I got a question for I feel like it might be a question for Harvard Hugh, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Another Hugh, Harvard Hugh. Go ahead.
Since you just spazzed out on I can't get his name right. Snapped.
Are you talking about Fangio?
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
I almost called him. Right?
I crashed out on Fangio. That's funny.
Yeah, you crashed out. I like that.
No, it's just funny. It's just funny when you said it. I didn't think about it like that, but I guess I did. I guess I did crash out.
Yeah, because you went from 0 to 100
real quick. I did.
That's
another song. Go from 0 to 100 real quick. Yeah. No, I got you. But, so what's up? Yeah.
All right, so right, you played in the NFL, I think, right? I mean,
yes.
I believe growing up, I heard your name on TV and stuff.
Yes.
So, well, a defensive coordinator, I guess he's a guru or whatever.
Yes.
Don't you feel like he should be on the field coaching a new offense to a new team and a bunch of young guys? He should be on the field coaching instead of up in the booth watching the game like a spectator. Because I mean, that's not, like, I feel like he just. He had the game chilling with the headset on, listening to what's going on.
Well, let me say this to that, because I don't recall in any of the time that I was in NFL, any defensive coordinator that I was a part of that ever was in the booth. Jim Johnson was on the field. Jim Vicarilla, I do believe, when I was with the Jets, I think he was on the field. Hell.
Hold on, before you get finished, Vicarilla is a hell of a name.
Jim Vicarilla was my first defensive coordinator, was with the Jets. I hope I'm saying his name right.
That's a hell of a name.
Who did we mention yesterday used to be the coach of the Atlanta Falcons?
Mike Smith.
Mike Smith was on the field. Hell, Belichick, when he was the defensive coordinator,
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was on the field.
Yeah, on the sideline. Like, yeah. when the player do something, he come grab by the helmet, scream on him, go get
give you
ball.
Certain tendencies. Yeah, give you like, certain nuances of the game. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're a first-year well, not a first-year coordinator, if you're a coordinator of a team for the first year and the majority of your team is young, like, you can't give them the little tidbits they need in the moment if you're sitting on the roof.
I think there's something to that, man, and to your point, I remember times, but it was more so my coach, my immediate coach, that was Tommy Brazier, that he would tell me different things that he would see from the sideline. Hey, they're in this formation, be looking for this play. I remember vividly when we were playing the Giants, he used to always tell me, Hugh, watch out for the counter gap pass, you know, and watch out for this blocking formation and things of that nature. So, yeah, there's something to that, definitely.
Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted to know. And as far as I feel like we're going to make the playoffs. The schedule lends itself to that. While we were on the bye week, the NFL social media posted a graphic that we had the weakest schedule.
Moving forward, I mean, look at it. They get to play the Panthers. They played the Browns last week. They played the Giants a couple times.
It's favorable.
But they got to win them, we appreciate it. They got to win them. I mean, last week they played the Browns. They won by four. So, you know, they barely did it. All right, coming up next, your phone calls and Ross Tucker offered up an explanation with us on the first 15 scripted plays and why they don't look good. And Landon Dickerson, he kind of confirmed that with something he said to Hugh and Elliot and Yike Monday in the Players Lounge. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.